On Saturday morning, 46-year-old Robert France of Portland, Oregon, died after being shot in a hotel parking lot in Madison. Police say the murder was apparently a drug money robbery. Early Sunday morning in Beloit, 44-year-old Jennifer Falcon died of a gunshot wound to the head. Police are still investigating that murder. On Sunday in Milwaukee, 33-year-old Vincent Fain died after being shot outside a Milwaukee strip club, and 29-year-old Sidney Key died from wounds he sustained when he was shot on July 9th. And on Tuesday, 30-year-old Jimmy Nash was killed outside a Milwaukee restaurant on the city's north side. Tomorrow afternoon in Milwaukee, Congresswoman Gwen Moore is holding a gun violence community forum at the African American Women's Center. Reverend Willie Briscoe will be there. He heads the group MICA, a coalition of Milwaukee inner-city churches. He says talking about solutions is important, but the focus should be on the cause of the violence, not the violence itself.
No one wants to address what's behind all of this. It is this unabated poverty and hopelessness that has existed in this country, especially in the poor areas, for years. And until we can find a way to alleviate that, it's going to be really tough to do this on the other end and just blame it on guns.
On the panel for tomorrow's meeting is veteran California Congresswoman Maxine Walters, who's worked with gang members in her district to reduce violence, and the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Marsha Fudge of Cleveland. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public.